All right. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer, from the Independent 88.5 FM here in Southern California. We are joined by Molly Birch today. It's what we call an 88.5 live at home session, which is a mouthful. But I think the message comes across, meaning that it's a virtual session. Molly Birch, how are you today? Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. We've been playing the song Heart of Gold for a little bit on the air, and we've been getting some pretty good positive feedback from the greater listening audience. Yeah. So congratulations on the new release and all of success that you've been having as of late. Again, the new record, Romantic Images, was just released. Mm-hmm. It is available right now. I'm sure you feel good about that fact. But first and foremost, where are you right now? It's pretty cool doing these Zoom meetings with musicians because we get to see like how they live.
Yeah, well, I'm in my house. I'm in Austin, Texas. My cat is down there in that little cube.
Oh, lovely. What's the cat's
next
name?
To the record. His name is Mr. President. We call him Prez for short.
I love it.
Yeah.
And is that basically the home studio maybe where the magic happens as far as demos and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot of keys in this room. Yeah.
Now, it's been said originally you are from Southern California.
Mm-hmm, from LA. Yeah. But I moved away after I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you a San Fernando Valley native or?
I'm LA, like grew up in Brentwood, Santa Monica area.
Yeah, right on. So you went to college and I was reading that you studied jazz vocal performance in college, which sounds pretty intense to me, to be quite honest with you. Now, did you always want to study music in school?
I didn't know I was going to study that when I was in high school. I was, but I always loved to sing. I was just a little too shy, a little too insecure to pursue it. But then I ended up going to college. My first year, I went to Sarah Lawrence in New York, and they don't have majors. They have but you can focus on certain subjects. So it felt like a really easy way to kind of dip my toes into studying music. Mm-hmm. And then when I transferred to a more traditional school, I went to UNC Asheville in North Carolina, to decide to commit to studying music and vocal performance. And yeah, I mean, I'm glad I did. I wasn't the best student, but I graduated.
But I'm sure you still learned a lot about music theory and, the history of some of the greats of the past and I guess technique.
Yeah, definitely. And it was great to get a performance experience, which I definitely needed to get more comfortable, singing in front of people.
Really? How comfortable are you right now? Because we're going to see you in Southern California in October. There's going to be two shows at the Fonda, which is one of my favorite venues. I've been missing getting into the clubs and into the concert venues like nobody's business. And you're going to be opening up for Tennis, the husband-wife indie rock duo, which is so super cool. What was your, before we get into the first performance, what was your first gig? Was it a coffee shop? Was it an open mic? And how different is it from that gig to now as far as sharing your music with people?
It's very different. I don't know. I mean, I guess I had a college band. So I feel like our first gig was kind of coffee shop-esque or house shows. We play a lot of house shows in Asheville. And
were you the band leader and sort of front woman?
Yeah. Yes, I was. My first shows in Austin as my name, as what I go by now, were more small venue type things, but it's definitely a different setup and band and sound.
And now you feel completely
comfortable
with sharing your music, collaborating with other musicians and or getting up on stage, right? Because music could be so personal. I often ask that question to musicians, because you wear your heart on your sleeve. You know, and I don't know if I certainly couldn't do that, with my own family members, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It is I've definitely gotten used to it just by, doing it over and over the past many years, but I used to have like really intense stage fright and anxiety with it. But
now you're over it. Let's get into a performance. I do have several more questions for you. You provided some of this stuff previously, so we're going to jump right into it now. It's a live version of the song Heart of Gold. Who is accompanying you in this performance?
Daily Tolliver is on guitar, Tom Washburn on drums, and then Nelson on bass and synth bass.
Amazing. The song's called Heart of Gold. It is new from Molly Birch. It is new, like I said before. Off the record, Romantic Images, which is out right now. Let's get into it, and then more in our little chat room here. This is the Independent 88.5 FM.
Lately I've been desperate for wondering what you're doing, what you've been up to, what your world looks like around you, what you lost and who has found you. Barely breathing, hardly sleeping, I don't know what it is to treat this. Loving you has cost me forever. Don't you wish we weren't together? I don't know. I have a heart of gold, waiting for some kind of sign. I'm running out of time. I wanna lose your love. I treat it like my child. Tell me, can make it right? I'm running out of time. But I never learned my lesson. I give you advice for love, but I hate it. Never wanna know what comes of it or what will happen in the future. Will I be the winner or the loser? What if it goes right all of a sudden? Maybe I'll be yours when I don't know what you've been told. I have a
go. Heart of Gold is the song. That's a live version of a song that our listeners have been hearing on the air on 88.5 FM here in Southern California. MollyBirchMusic.com is the website. There's some merch available right now, the hats and the t-shirts and the vinyl and of course cassette tapes, because those are hot right now. Do you have a cassette player at home? I do not. We have a DJ who actually played a cassette live on the air on Sunday. Mm-hmm. That new song by the band Wet Leg. Okay. I don't know. The band's called Wet Leg. They are a duo from the Isle of Wight, which is a small island off the coast of England. And their new song is just pretty tongue-in-cheek, but very clever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he played a cassette probably for the first time ever on our radio station. Wow. But you got some merch. It's all available on your website. You've been doing some random stuff to promote the record, it seems like, as well. Amoeba gave away a test pressing, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is rad. You did an Ask Me Anything on Reddit the other day. I guess as we tape it, it was just yesterday. How did that go?
It was good. I like doing those. I felt like I was like too slow trying to answer all of them to the best of my ability, but yeah, it was fun.
Did you get the sense that a lot of these people have been fans of yours, you know, practically since day one, or were there a lot of randoms in there?
Maybe a mix of both. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to tell, but.
Any questions that sort of were just off the wall?
Someone asked if my feet were ticklish, which felt fair enough. A little strange. I don't know if that was like a fetish type thing. I don't know, but I answered honestly. And yeah, I mean, a lot has to do with the new record, but. Yeah.
Now there are some releases that people could get their hands on, some previous records from you, and that's Please Be Mine and First Flower. And of course the Molly Birch Christmas album, which I never knew existed until today. I got to get my hands on some of those tracks because around holiday time, we absolutely do roll out some holiday stuff. Is it original holiday music, or are you doing the covering the standards?
It's mostly covers, and I wrote two originals for it. Mostly covers, but yes, please play it.
For sure. See, those records are like, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, you know, every December time or so, you know, we're going to dust off those old, holiday records and then start playing them on the air a little bit. So that's really cool. Yeah, Romantic Images, the new album. It's been said you had worked with the band Tennis a bit in the studio as producers.
Yeah. So we were on tour with them right before everything shut down, and I had like finished my album and basically I was trying to figure out who was going to produce it, but then when the tour got postponed with them, was kind of this blessing in disguise type thing where we decided to have them produce it and work with them in a time where we would have been too busy otherwise. So it's kind of nice to make something and create something positive out of the pandemic.
So it's safe to say your pandemic hobby was essentially working on this album, which we are listening to right now. Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. Any other things you've been doing to pass the time while you've been sort of in quarantine, books or Netflix or?
Lots of TV, lots of binging TV. And a lot of sleeping. I go to bed really early and just resting and being with my cat. I have enjoyed being home. I do like being home a lot, but I really miss touring, so I'm very excited to go back to that in the fall.
Do you have a favorite club locally where you're living in Austin right now?
We're having our like record release show in September at the Mohawk, and I really do like playing there. And there's this great place that unfortunately closed down during the pandemic, but it was called Barracuda, and that was my favorite place to play.
Oh wow, that's that didn't survive the pandemic, huh?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, and now it's like I think it's like. I don't know, some rich people made it into a comedy club, but
oh boy,
not the same. No.
No, I've been to that club a couple of times, I think, for South By in the past. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because now we're actually talking about South By again and getting back to Austin in 2022, which will be cool. It might be too soon, but you have any plans to do the like six showcases in like 2 days or 1 day out in Austin?
I don't think so.
That's a grind for a lot of bands to do South By thing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I didn't live in Austin, I don't know if I would be so interested in doing South By. But no, I've done that before. It's really exhausting. I don't think I will.
Well, we're going to be out there doing a showcase, so the invitation will be coming at you soon. It'll be coming at you hot and whatever.
I'll
eventually
be hiding in my house. I'm just kidding.
Right? It's a bit nuts. Your town becomes a bit nuts. Now, did you relocate to Austin to pursue music? Because you could have moved back to LA, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking about LA or Austin because I was in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's a great place there, but it felt really small at the time. And I wanted to move somewhere bigger that had music. LA felt like, even though I'm from there, it felt like really intimidating at the time. So I picked Austin, and I'm glad I did. I really like it here. It's very manageable and like, it's a nice size. Although I do miss LA a lot.
Fair enough. It's been hot here recently. Again, we're talking to Molly Birch. MollyBirch.com or MollyBirchMusic.com is the website. If people tweet at you, I'm sure you'll tweet right back at them. It's you doing that. It's not your handlers or anything, is it?
No, I do it.
Right on. Romantic Images, again, the new album. It is available right now. There's the merch. I've been telling people, you know, during the pandemic, you can't buy a concert ticket. Now you can. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going to buy the vinyl or, you know, the CD or some T-shirts on the merch pages helps out a little bit. A little bit goes a long way sometimes. Let's get into one more performance, if you don't mind, and we'll come back and sort of wrap it up. Here's a version of Emotion, which is on the new record. Mm-hmm. Can you give us sort of a storyteller's type of moment before we get into sure. it?
Yeah, so this song I co-wrote with Jack Tatum, the band Wild Nothing. Mm. And am I doing this right? Am I supposed to just?
Yeah.
Little story, okay.
No wrong way.
Okay. Yeah, we basically wrote the song. We started writing the song right before the pandemic, and then we finished it remotely. And it was my first time co-writing with somebody. And I basically just sent him a playlist of like all of like my favorite pop and dance songs at the time. So a lot of Dua Lipa, some Doja Cat, and and we just created this dance song.
Fair enough. Let's get into it. The song's Emotion. It's new from Molly Birch, and this is 88.5 FM.
It's the girl that I just
There you go. The song was called Emotion, provided to us by Molly Birch and Company. It's an 88.5 live at home session, courtesy of this independent listener supported radio station. Two shows coming up at the Fonda in Los Angeles. Can't wait for that. I like their smoking patio on the roof, but
oh wow. I've never been there before, but I'm really excited.
For a spectator, it's cool. For a musician, I don't know if the sound quality is up to par or for you or anything. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. Two shows in October with Tennis. You're also playing the Fillmore in San Francisco, a venue down in San Diego. So we're going to have you in California for a little bit, which is so super cool. Can't wait to see the shows. Maybe we could do it in person day of one of these shows and come in and do a live thing on the radio. Hopefully by October, we'll be able to open up our doors once again and have in-studio sessions. Anything else to touch on before we kind of wrap it up and say goodbye, everybody? Goodbye.
Just listen to my album and then my Christmas album.
I love it. Holidays are coming soon. Again,
they're coming.
Romantic Images is the album. We feel like you knocked it out of the park. The bloggers are blogging. The internet is buzzing. I hope you feel really good about how things have come to fruition for you right now, post-pandemic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it. Molly Birch, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.